Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, January 11, 1898. The Lord has a work for all who will learn of Him. Everyone may be more adapted to one class of work more than another. When our work here on earth is done, then we shall, we hope, be prepared to say, "I have done what I could." Hundreds professing to believe the truth should be devoting some time to work wisely to introduce into families the books of vital interest, watching and doing many things that might be done that need to be done. Golden opportunities are not improved in carrying out the will of the Lord. Nevertheless, we must work against the drawback agencies, and all that can be done must be done by those who know the truth, to meet the difficulties that Satan is constantly bringing in under satanic movements. I should enjoy a visit with you and Brother Henry Kellogg. I have been for many years in hard labor. I am writing now by lamplight. For a few weeks after the camp meeting at Stanmore, Sydney, I was compelled to keep silent as far as voice exercise is concerned. I am, with pen in hand, in the early hours of the morning while others are sleeping. I am writing out matters by lamplight to help various ones to have increased faith. This is one of the most beautiful suburbs of Sydney and is thickly settled. Constant work has been done in Stanmore since these wonderful meetings. At the close of the camp meetings, the tent for the preaching was pitched on the same ground where our city of tents stood. Brother and Sister Haskell, Brother and Sister Starr, and Brother and Sister Wilson have united in carrying forward the awakened interest. Many who did not attend the camp meeting have united in carrying forward the work begun at the camp meetings, and the interest has continued in the tent since the camp broke up. The interest is to become far-reaching, reaching to other suburbs. The workers are doing personal work in the surrounding towns, all through the settlements. The demand is great, calling for personal instruction to give the light from the Word of God. The demand is, "Explain the Scriptures to us, for we have never seen the requirements in the Word as now." The surrounding towns are being worked. Husband and wife separate in their labors and work in different localities. 27 persons have been baptized, and another baptism will. Letter unfinished.